You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
And welcome back, everybody. James Edwards and Keith Alexander. We are injured, but we are still going here on the radio tonight. Not our usual good connection, but we are connected to the network via phone, via cell phone. And we would welcome now our featured guest of the evening, our good friend Lacey Lynn. You always hear from Lacey on Valentine's Day, sometimes around Christmas and throughout the year as well. She is a former YouTube star and an Eagle Forum activist, and she certainly carved out her niche in this movement. There was an article that was printed and published by The Guardian just this week. I saw it and I immediately thought of Lacey, got in touch with her, and here she is. Now, because our power is out here at the studio, I cannot pull up the article on my monitor. And so we're going to let Lacey break it down. She's used to hosting shows herself, so she's going to do a fine job. Lacey, what are we talking about tonight?
Hi. Well, thank you for having me on again. And to talk about my favorite topic, this is kind of very similar to the topic that got me on the show in the first place on your show. It was, you know, this 1950s housewife idea, this concept that a lot of people have a problem with. So kind of adjacent to that is this trad wife phenomenon. And this article in The Guardian is attacking the tradwife movement, as they call it. I actually, when I was one of the more prominent public tradwives, I didn't recognize it as a movement. I think it's mainly just women being traditional and feminine online, and kind of set an example for other women to do the same. But now that we have Instagram and Facebook and social media, and a lot of women en masse are rejecting feminism, then you see it and it becomes a movement. So it's very forward facing like that, very public. So these women have adopted this. Either it's been put on them or they've taken it for themselves because they're not ashamed of it. It's trad wife, traditional wife. That's all it means. But of course, with the left, it has to mean so much more, right? So we have an article from, I don't know how to pronounce the name, Sheehan Norris. I assume that's how you pronounce the name, S-I-A-N. And she does not
a man
look
or a woman.
Very white. A woman, she does not look like a white woman. She looks like a very Jewish woman. So that's no surprise. I know that the surname is very is white sounding, but you know, you can't go by that because they co-opt a lot of our
surnames. I remember from memory reading the article, and she's saying it's very scary and disturbing that there would be wives who accept proper gender roles and who want to stay at home and raise children. How disturbing and upsetting this. I mean, it basically painted it out as this is just totally an inverse of, unlike transgenderism, which is totally natural, of course, this is something that was just really an oddity that America should dispel.
She's a weirdo, and she's trying to make people that are opposed to her the weirdos, and nobody's buying it.
Lacey can actually read
totally
straight from it. So what did she write?
Well, I mean, I don't actually feel comfortable reading what it says to a couple of men. The way that it starts out, it talks about.
Well, you don't have to read. The first paragraph maybe is what you're talking about, but give us the overall gist of what she was stabbing
okay,
at.
So without using specific words, it takes, so the Tradwife, the Tradwife trend is actually just displaying femininity online, but they have to twist it into something devious and sick and perverted. So there's always, with these people, there's always some sort of sexual twist to it, right? I mean, that's what they're obsessed with. So they think that everybody else is obsessed with it. And I really think that they're living out some of their fantasies through writing these articles. But it talks about what trad wives like to do in the bedroom, or what they like to have their husbands do to them, in some sort of subservient role. And of course, their source for this is a forum. It's just a forum. So one of the best pieces of advice I ever got working in this movement came from, well, y'all have amazing advice as well. but Lana Loctif said to me one time about people typing things on the internet and they have anonymous accounts and anonymous profiles. And she said, you don't know who those people are and what their agenda is. So these forums where right-wing men supposedly, or right-wing women supposedly, write degenerate things or things to grab attention, or what they call fed posting, you don't know who those people are behind the account. And then these so-called journalists just take that for fact, for evidence, for sources. A web forum is her source. I mean, journalism is dead. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's laughable. And then they paint this whole idea of being a traditional woman with some sort of evil, dark, broad stroke in order to sway people away from it, in order to sway women away from it. So then it goes into, it keeps going, and it talks about the far right. Also, Lana has mentioned to not be afraid of the word far right. I mean, it's literally like being anti-communist. So it's ridiculous how that's supposed to be
right.
So scary. But it goes and talks about the far right, white male supremacy, and anti-feminism. And then it talks about Lauren Southern, of all people, to be alt-right. And it does mention that she is not a trad wife herself, that she's never claimed that. So I'm not really sure why Lauren Southern is in this article if she says herself she's not a trad wife, but here we are, you know, journalism 2023. They just have to fill up space in this article. It really is.
Well, Lacey, hold on,
it's
right
a
there.
Joke.
Speaking of journalism 2023, Ayla Stewart is actually one that is quoted early on in this piece. I texted Ayla about this and she was laughing. She said, well, they've finally done it. They've attributed a quote to me that I never said, and actually put it in quotations. So that is journalism 2023. And we will come back and talk a little bit more about this piece and the overall reason for it and why we're
hey
taking
there,
interest
TPC
in it.
Hey there, TPC family.
Next.
This is James Edwards, your host of the Political Cesspool. Folks, I want you to subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper. Against all odds, AFP has and continues to publish a populist, independent print newspaper with an unparalleled track record. Founded by a dedicated group of experienced patriots, AFP pulls no punches and tackles the most controversial and pressing issues facing America from an America First perspective. I've worked with the American Free Press since even before the beginning of TPC. Now that's something. You can subscribe to the print edition by visiting AmericanFreePress.net today, or simply pick up a handy digital edition subscription. However you do it, subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, by visiting AmericanFreePress.net or by calling 1-888-699-NEWS, AmericanFreePress.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
We're back with our good friend Lacey Lynn, and she's basically hosting this hour while Keith and I are milling around the studio on cell phones connected to the network because the power is out here. I can still see Keith over there in the shadows here in the dark. But anyway, we're talking with Lacey, and you can still find, by the way, Lacey's full catalog of YouTube videos. You go to YouTube, you type in Lacey Lynn, and you'll be going down the rabbit hole in no time. It's all great stuff. It was because of her rise on YouTube that we first got in touch with her, and we've been longtime friends ever since, for many years now. I think the first time I found out about Lacey, we were in a dual appearance on a Ramsey Paul Christmas special a long time ago, and I got in touch with her, and the rest is history. She's spoken at one of our conferences even for TT. Great gal, great family. Know her husband, know her kids, and just wonderful people to know and to be around and to share in the fellowship and in the struggle with. But this is her signature issue, and so that's what we're here to talk about. And basically, to me, Lacey, you've got it in front of you. You can read through it now in real time while we're live on the air. But to me, it was basically a piece which, once you get down to the brass tacks of it, was to paint the nuclear family as backwards and as weird, a woman who would not want to be an office drone, a woman who would want to stay at home and raise her children, a woman who would want to be faithful to one man, a woman who would accept the roles of a housewife. They are the ones who are outside. They are the ones that, unlike, again, the women who are sexual deviants or lesbians or transgender, those are the normal ones. These are the ones basically just casting aspersions on. It's an attack on the family at the end of the day is what it is. Men and women who accept
an attack on normality
nature and as by God. Yes, exactly. It's an attack on normality and putting the normal as abnormal and the abnormal as normal. Is that pretty much what it is at the end of the day? And if you don't mind, Lacey, give us the title of this article so people can find it and read it for themselves. It was put out by The Guardian just this week.
Yes, frilly dresses and white supremacy. Welcome to the weird, frightening world of tradwives. So,
see, and that's another thing. Everything normal, everything that's good, everything that's healthy is racist, Nazi, white supremacy. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing, but everything is that now, and we know that well. We know that as well. Go on, Lacey.
It's such a joke article. I mean, they can't even write proper headlines anymore. There's no alliteration. There's no cleverness here. Just frilly dresses and white supremacy. Really, I could come up with better. You know, maybe she should have me write the article. But it does mention Ayla, as you stated. And it mentions the white baby challenge that Ayla had years ago as a part of her her platform, her YouTube. She had what they call a white baby challenge, and that angered people so much. That angered people more than anything. I mean, more than anything that I've done, you know, with saying that I admire June Cleaver. I mean, the white baby challenge for Ayla, just promoting that we should have white babies because there was a decline in white birth rates. I mean, that is legendary.
Now, imagine them having this reaction
now.
If Ayla had been black. No. Ayla's black. They don't have this
right,
problem
exactly.
With it. It's not a bad thing then.
They wouldn't. And then, of course, they talk about the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Super mad about that because we can't have white babies and whatever babies there are, we have to kill them. I mean, it's just, it's a joke article, and that's pretty much the gist of it. It's somebody throwing a hissy fit. It has no real
research,
real journalism.
I laughed when I texted you this article a few days ago. When I texted it to you, your response was, "They're so mad," with one of the laughing emojis. That made me laugh just to read it. Because that is what it is. But this is an attack on God, on nature, on family. They really do. It is the culture of death. Anything that is abnormal that will not lead to an increased or at least replacement level fertility amongst our people, they are all for. It's not some sort of alternative culture. It is a culture of death. And all of this, at the end of the day, is anti-white.
Exactly. And I looked at Norris's recent articles, and she has several articles written about anti-Semitism in the far right. So I think we know where her allegiance
is coming
why.
From.
Yes. So that explains a little bit more of that.
Well, see, why is it that all evil seems to be linked up with Jewish power and influence? I just don't understand how they can, you know, be as adamant about things when basically everything, whenever a nation comes under the power of Jewish power and influence, it tends towards evil. And this is a perfect example of it. I mean, I think the left has really gone a bridge too far by trying to take sexual deviancy and turn it into a civil rights issue. I think this may be the thing that turns the tables on them, because I don't think people anywhere in the world, normal people, not just Christians, not just white people, but normal people everywhere, look at this and say, these people are insane.
Right. It just, I don't know why either. I mean, I think that there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of history with the conflict between Jewish power and influence and Europeans. And I think that there's a jealousy there, and there's an agenda to harm and the Western family, and
not just Western families, any family. See, that this is where this is where you know they're losing their third world cohort by doing this, because the people in the third world do not believe that men and women are interchangeable.
Well, they're giving it this right. Article, if you have children, if you are a traditional wife, which is to mean a normal wife, a good wife, nothing necessarily exceptional. I mean, it is, you are doing your duty, which I guess is exceptional in this day and age. I'm not disparaging that. I'm just saying the most basic things that you would have taken for granted in the 1950s is supposed to be white supremacy now. I mean, it's obviously just an attack on our people.
Oh, I know.
But this thing was... dress modestly as white supremacy. Hey, continue on, Lacey. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Oh, so I wanted to get this in before we run out of time. Is there is a book, and if I was going to come back with any YouTube video, it would be a review of this stupid book called Eve in Exile. So every single person that is listening to this radio show right now, you need to go read Eve in Exile by Rebecca Merkel. Yes, that last name is Merkel. She is married to one of our favorite people. So what Even Exile is a book for Christian women who are rejecting feminism, but they're not traditionalist, because Rebecca Merkel says she's not traditionalist. She's this different type of woman who, you know, who's above all the labels and all of this. So her research on feminism is really poor. It's very, very poor. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And guess who she attacks? 1950s housewives. 1950s housewives, because they were so stupid and they were just dusting knickknacks all day long. They didn't do anything. They got bored. And that's why we have feminism, because 1950s housewives were not doing anything with their lives. I'm sorry, what?
Obviously, it's more fulfilling and rewarding for a woman to live her life as a barren drone in an office in a cubicle. That is so much more rewarding and fulfilling, and that's. But they don't even believe that. They don't believe that. But they know.
Well, let me chime in on this very briefly, if I can.
Very quickly, because the music.
Okay. This is all. Look, it's the biblical test. You know a tree by its fruit. If the 50s was so bad, how come the society was so much more righteous and so much better than what we have today?
Exactly.
Lacey, can you tell us? Go ahead.
Yes, sorry. Oh, I just wanted to get this in real quick. She actually said in the book that Betty Friedan had a point about housewives in the 1950s, while giving absolutely no credit to Phyllis or anybody from the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, anybody from the Eagle Forum, for taking down the ERA, the biggest bill in second wave feminism. Those were your 1950s housewives. And if you're conservative, like
Lacey,
this woman claims to be.
We give you credit for being an example for women and femininity and for all of our people. Thanks for being back with us.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmesh. The GOP field of presidential hopefuls will grow this week. CNN reports former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce his candidacy on Tuesday, while former Vice President Mike Pence is said to officially start his campaign for 2024 on Wednesday. Pence was in Iowa on Saturday, along with other candidates, at a Des Moines function. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was also there and said how he'd differentiate himself.
As president, I recognize that the woke mind virus represents a war on the truth, so we will wage a war on the woke. We will fight the woke in education. We will fight the woke in the corporations. We will fight the woke in the halls of Congress.
Former President Donald Trump did not participate in the event. President Biden has now signed the debt ceiling bill into law. The White House says he signed the legislation Saturday, raising the federal debt limit and avoiding a possible U.S. default. There will be no racing for a while at Kentucky's most famous track.
Churchill Downs, the renowned racetrack of the Kentucky Derby, is halting racing operations to investigate safety concerns. In the past month, 12 horses have died from injuries at the track, with no specific cause or pattern identified. The suspension will start on June 7th and continue for the duration of the spring meet, which lasts until July 3rd. I'm John Schaefer.
Texas is now the largest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors. Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law on Friday that prohibits health care providers from prescribing hormones to minors. Las Vegas is opening its first cannabis-friendly hotel. The Lexi Hotel, close to the Strip, is a first for Sin City. Developers say the 64-room property is the only cannabis-inclusive property in town. The Lexi will feature guest rooms and suites, with the entire fourth floor designated for those who enjoy smoking weed. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Guess who got their power back in the last segment? Welcome back, everybody, and we're back here reconnected from the local studio to the network and back at full strength, but it did cost us a better connection with Lacey Lynn. Lacey's great, Keith. You got to love her.
I love her. Love to have her on. She's always a pleasure and a treasure.
That's absolutely right. So anyway, continuing the conversation now is none other than our own TPC correspondent, Jack Ryan, and he's going to fall in line where Lacey led off. I thought that this article was interesting enough and disgusting enough to. That's why we named the show The Political Cesspool. This is the stuff we have to sort through every week. I thought that we could continue on with this topic with Jack. It's sort of in his ballpark and in his bailiwick as well. Jack, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back.
Well, did you read this article, Jack, from The Guardian?
Yes, I did. And I also know The Guardian's perspective, which is certainly not our perspective. They're pretty much more against our people and our civilization than Satan is. Probably Satan's a little bit, you know, more pro us than The Guardian is. But there is this movement of women that are rejecting modern feminism and all these things. And there's different sides to it, and one of them is the traditional woman, trad women side, but there's other parts of it too. This is passport bros, which is a phenomenon that men are just giving up on American miseducated college women and going to places like the Philippines or South America to find traditional women that just don't hate men or hate American men. And so there are other options out there, but it's bleak, and we've seen this for a long time, but I think it's a good sign that a lot of men and now some women are just, they're going against this cultural Marxism, this horrible man-hating feminism. You can have it all. They see creatures like Jane Fonda or Hillary Clinton or Chelsea Clinton. They say, that's not what I want for my life. So there are other options out there.
Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi?
I finally have what I should have had and what I would have had for Lacey pulled up here. So this is the title of the article, Frilly Dresses and White Supremacy. See, if you dressed modestly, if you dressed like a feminine woman, that's abnormal.
And look at the woman. She looks like a man.
Frilly Dresses and White Supremacy, Welcome to the Weird, Frightening World of Trad Wives. That's the name of the article. And the sub-headline is, no longer a far-right subculture, the movement's anti-feminist tenets are now inserting themselves into mainstream Western politics. So
the frightening thing about that whole article is a picture of the author.
This same woman who wrote this article attacking friends of ours like Ayla Stewart and people like Lacey would be the same exact same person that says transgenderism, so-called transgenderism, is healthy, normal, natural, etc. That's
don't knock it till you've tried it. What's wrong with our kind of law?
So anyway, Jack, when I sent you this article a couple of days ago, it elicited a torrent of response via text message. I know you've got a lot more to say about this and the kind of women that they are saying are a danger versus the kind of women that they would try to promote. And I think they got it backwards.
Well, I've seen these problems in urban university areas pretty much my whole life, because that's where I grew up. I grew up in a Chicago university community. I was one of the very few white Christians at a very famous private school. And then these ideas that feminism or other sexuality, cult Marxism, that people used to think were only at extreme places like Berkeley, California, or Yale or some place like that. It spread to the rest of the country. And there has been a reaction, but we'll talk a little bit more about the reaction. I do like the most famous trad wife TikTok person is a woman named S.D. Williams, and she's a stunningly beautiful woman, and she's a presenter. So my view is anytime we can get good-looking women that will be sort of on our side, because the enemy is always using good-looking models and actresses to promote their stuff, we have to recognize it and do the same. So this S.D. Williams is doing a kind of a 1950s look and dress and hairstyles and things like that. I don't think that's the only option. You can do more modern ones. But this, the idea of just getting a man, and okay, getting a husband is one thing, but getting cute little kids, that is the solution to so much of our problems. These women is just, you can't, and one point is that we humans, and there's only two sexes, male and female, we've always gotten in trouble by thinking that we're above nature, that we're not an animal. And then when blacks in the cities do bad things, say, oh, they're acting like animals. Well, animals are natural people. The animal females take care of their cubs. They do things like that. Probably the coolest animal on planet Earth is not a human, but it's the African lioness. And they are just such good mothers. They take care of their cubs. The male lions, they look good. They're kind of strong, but basically they just eat, mate, and sleep. And I know there's some women that probably say a lot of men just
seems
do that.
Seems to be an African way, doesn't it?
But if and you wouldn't try to have some intellectual discussion about politics with a female lioness or with a female grizzly bear, would you? So why are you trying to do that with a human female? It's not going to work. So, but it's natural for women to compete for men, and so they want to have a good-looking boyfriend or husband. And once they have children, then that just takes care of 99% of the problems. Women that have good-looking children, they're so good. So that's really what I'd like to encourage. Instead of like the traditional wife, you got a traditional mom. And so there's no way.
See, they've got an investment in the family once they have those children, Jack.
Once they have the kids, they just don't have this free time to do stupid stuff. A woman that's got little kids, they're not gonna be for tranny drag shows at their children's door. No, of course not. So that's what we need to do. But you don't want to tell them, oh, you shouldn't vote. You know, we don't want to do. But you got to encourage the natural things, like you would encourage female lionesses or grizzly bears or gorillas, and do what comes naturally, and then things will work out. So I'm glad that there is a good movement about it. Traditional wives is one. I'm really interested in the passport bros. So if the women in your area are just acting like feminist career people, they'll never cook for you, make you a sandwich or smile, just get on an airplane, get your passport and go somewhere else. And that's what our men doing. And these career women are furious. They are just furious that they're being pushed aside, abandoned. That's great. I'm happy to claim that.
Well, here's another quote from the article that has dominated this hour of DPC. Talking about Ayla Stewart, who has appeared on this show. Ayla was really big in this trad wife movement, and it is an important topic. I love Kim. You know, we love Kim. Don't give a last name, But Kim is texting right now, saying she wished Lacey could have gone on for another segment. I'd like to leave the audience wanting more. But in any event, another excerpt from this article from The Guardian. Ayla Stewart has been on the show. She was big into this public movement, along with Lacey, along with Lana, who Lacey referenced. What Stewart and her acolytes' examples show is how the trad lifestyle is fixed to two essential components of fascism that govern the modern far right: white supremacy and patriarchy. So again, to be a loyal, good wife who accepts her proper gender roles as defined by God and nature, you are, in this one sentence, a fascist, far right, white supremacist, and
what would be acceptable to a woman like that? It'd be like in a beehive. You'd have a queen bee, and the males would all be reduced to the status of drones.
Yeah, well, that brings me up to my music choice, which we didn't get to play because the power went down. I think our country's becoming more like South Africa, that the power doesn't work. You got to be adjusted to things like that. But I was going to play the worst feminist pop country singer, Mary Chapin Carpenter. And she has one just hideous, the first real feminist one to break in country music was the one about that Folgers, or no, what's the vitamin drink that you used to get? And he says, my wife, I think, will keep her. And she had this version, he thinks he'll keep her, and she's going to be a traditional wife, but I'm not happy with that anymore. And she made her one. But then she had a song called Passionate Kisses. Don't I deserve this? Don't I deserve this life with the best job and also passionate? And she's middle-aged, and it's this fantasy that she can do all these things. And the reality is coming is that you can't. And that if they live this life, if she's super sexy and hot when she's 20, and she can get away with treating men poorly and things like that. But after you get 30, you hit a wall. And everyone has noticed that these women are not in demand, and they're bad.
It's called the stack of used tires syndrome.
Here's the thing, gentlemen. Yeah. If you are a woman and you're not working your life away, and you're not a lesbian, and you're not, if you get pregnant, if you don't have an abortion, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you're wasting your time. You're doing something terribly wrong. If you actually have a husband, you stay married to him, and then you have children.
Well, that was another quote. We've been talking about all the quotes from Pat Buchanan. He did another quote on this, on feminism. He said the mama bird, it was when he was a member of the Reagan administration, he says somebody was attacking Ronald Reagan for gender roles. And I'll tell you what Pat Buchanan said about that when we come back. One more segment with Jack Ryan. But all about Pat, Lacey Lynn, Jack Ryan. We surround ourselves with good company here at TPC.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
So here is a woman, Paula Cole, in the song "Where Have All the Cowboys Gone," lamenting the lack of masculine
They've
men.
They've gone to Brokeback Mountain, right?
Who she would wish to find. Why do we play that one, Jack?
I think it's just deciding that there are attractive young women that are just lamenting the changes in American and Western society have not been good. They haven't been good for a lot of people, but they haven't been good for women. So we can talk a lot, and there's lots of people out there that are saying what's bad, movies, Disney remakes of classics are bad, the prequel of Lord of the Rings is bad, having a senile dementia president of the United States has fallen bad down is bad. But we need to start working on things that work and have systems that work. So I wanted to share I have a joke. It will take a little bit longer, but just an experience. I met so many people in New York City when I was there after Vanderbilt for 5 years. It felt like 25 years. But my experience is very similar to that of a Vietnam combat veteran, that you're in combat, you went through with it, and then you have a kind of a brotherhood of combat. So one friend that I made was an Orthodox Jewish guy in Brooklyn, and we went through things. And their traditions that they have for dating and marriage are very, very different from modern, I mean, you say modern 1960s on Westerners, where you just let your daughters do whatever they want to and you hope they find somebody good. They don't do that. What they do is they have semi-arranged marriages. Now, it's not like a Pakistani marriage in England where they just marry some girl off unknown to some poor guy in a village in Pakistan and bring him there. What they do is that the father of the groom-to-be approaches the father of the bride-to-be and says, we'd like our families to be together. And, of course, if you keep it within the Orthodox Jewish community, they're not going to marry outside of the group. The father of the bride can reject them as not being good enough, but he says it's okay. And then the couple goes on a series of dates. And it's really all the power is in the girl's hands, and she can just reject the guy. But they're going to go on a series of dates, but they're not going to date for 5, 6, 7, or 8 years. And then if they like each other, then they get married. So it's sort of arranged, but then the couple's got to see if they like each other. I think we have to start doing things like that for our daughters to see that they are at least trying to get married at the right age. Because the way it's going up right now, the women wait from college, graduate school, jobs, and they don't really try to find a husband until they're 37 or something. And then it's hard to have children then, and they've gone through all these other things. So we've got to come up with some other, whatever we've been doing for the last 40 or 50 years, it's not working. And there's so many problems like these tranny, homo, all this stuff is because we don't have good relations between men and women. And we got to make some changes. We've got to find things that work in the past and can work now.
Well, let me say this to that, Jack. This is Keith. I know a lot of people from the Middle East and whatnot that have semi-arranged or arranged marriages, and guess what?
Right.
They seem to turn out very well compared to the average, white black American marriage.
Right. I think that they do too. And then, again, you don't want to tell women that they're not rational human, creatures, animals and stuff, but in reality is they're just not. So you got to come up with some system which they can get a good husband, get a good mate. And there may be things like a dowry. Like if you see the John Wayne movie, The Quiet Man, that was a big issue about her getting, like the guy getting a dowry or something like that. And that is something that we're going to bring back. But just, and then the thing you don't really want to talk about, but other societies like Islam now, they have plural marriage, but it's not some guy having 5, 16-year-old girls. It's just a succession of, there's a divorce or king of Jordan or something like that. So you take women like Chelsea or Hillary, maybe if this was not the only wife of some guy, it wouldn't be, you only had to see her like once a week or something, like it would work out, Maybe if she was the third wife or something. Like, just tell her to go off somewhere else and have dinner with but whatever we're doing right now, it's not working. And our women are becoming increasingly bitter. And so it's just a woman that didn't get married and doesn't have children. You talk about Jane Fonda, but she is just, every guy she dated or married, she destroyed their lives. There's some term for that. I probably can't say this on a family show, but there's a black widow type of deal. Yeah, well, there are them, but I mean, every guy that she dated, slept with, their careers and life destroyed. So they are those things. But yeah, there's good things happen out there. The trad wife movement is good. And I'd like to look up the Passport Bros, and they're going off to South America or the Philippines. Philippines are mostly Christian, and these women are just like, we take care of our men. It's not our fault. These American women don't. And the American women.
It's surprising you raise that, Jack, because I was listening to an old version of the Grand Ole Opry last night, and they had a song by Cowboy Copas about his Filipina girlfriend or something. So this was being sung about in country music in the mid-50s.
Well, they did. They have it. Okay, now do I have my time to tell a slightly longer joke about the marriage store for American women and American men. Do I have the time to tell that joke?
We have the time to say it. Well, how long is long? Do you need 20 minutes, 30? If you could do it in five or less, we got it.
I would say very quickly.
Anyway. Time's a waste.
One more thing, Buchanan, on this issue. They were attacking Ronald Reagan for being allegedly an anti-feminist. Pat Buchanan said back at that time, the mama bird builds the nest. God made it that way, not Reagan. Anyway, so Jack, take
I like
it away.
Nancy Reagan too. She was a good one. Okay, so this man, he opens up a husband store for American women in big city, Chicago, New York, and the women who want to get a husband can go and shop for one. So on the first floor, the women go in, and the sign says, "All of the men here have really good jobs, and you can settle right here, pick it, or you can go on to the next floor and take your chances. What's above?" And so the woman goes in and says, "Yeah, I want." My husband has a really good job, but they need some more. So they go to the second floor and says, "All the men are really have really good jobs and are very handsome." And she says, "Well, yeah, I definitely want those two things, but I feel I'm much more entitled to that." So she goes to the third floor and says, "All the men have really good jobs, are very handsome, have a strong romantic streak." And the woman says, "Yeah, we're starting to look pretty good, but I feel kind of entitled." So I'll go to the next one. And she goes, and the sign says, "All the men have really good jobs, handsome, have a strong romantic streak, and are willing to share with household chores." And she goes, "Now we're starting to talk. We're really good. Looks like, but, I feel really entitled." She goes to the next floor, and the sign says, "Congratulations. You're the 8,487,212th American woman to be this floor. There are no men like this on the floor. Have a good day." And so she leaves. She didn't get a husband. And so just to feel that he wasn't being sexual or anything. The same guy said, "Okay, we're going to have a store for men to find a wife."
And pigs and get fat and hogs get slaughtered, as lawyers say.
Yeah, well, they're all finished. It's got to get his way. So the guy goes in, the first floor, says, "All the women are reasonably attractive and like to give their men physical love." And the guy goes, "Hey, that's pretty good. You like to see that. Well, I'll go to the next floor." And he goes, "All the women on this floor are reasonably attractive, like to give their men physical love, and let their husbands enjoy beer." And then there's a sign between the second and third floor that says, "No American man has ever gone up to the third floor ever there." It just shows you we're not that hard to please. we're really not. But these women, come on, what are you going to do? The wife of Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in the history of America, handsome model, she's not happy with him. She's not satisfied. He put his career in front of hers. He didn't do enough housework. So If Tom Brady can't get a loyal Western wife, what's some regular guy to do? So, look around South America, Venezuela, Colombia, there's a lot, Philippines.
She's looking for a cup.
Things are looking. Yeah. Well, did you like the story about the marriage husband story?
What would you give that on a 1 to 10 scale, Jack?
Oh, well, I mean, Jack never. Jack, it's an 11 every time.
Yes,
Jack doesn't come in throwing softballs here.
No, exactly.
Now, that was Chris Matthews who played softball on the show Hardball. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
He not only throws fastballs, he throws them at your head.
No, that guy.
Yeah. That guy's gone.
Get out of that guy. But, anyway, hey, Jack, listen, Jack and Lacey teaming up, taking on the issues. We typically talk about issues like this on Valentine's Day when it's ladies' night, but I saw that issue from the Guardian. So ridiculous.
Well, every day is Mother's Day. That's where I look at it. Every day is Mother's Day.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been here without him.
When mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. When daddy ain't happy, don't nobody care. Right?
Yeah, and then one of my things I'm trying to change is to make a child's birthday a co-birthday between the child and the mom. Because the little kids just say, "Give me presents, give me stuff, give me." But if you can say, "Well, it was his mom that gave birth to you. It wasn't the father, it wasn't anyone else. So you should honor the mom on the child's birthday." And so that goes, yeah, you can get, some things like that. And again, and just having children will just take care of really just more than 95% of problems with women.
Give you something to do.
Yeah, and then they get some little man they can order around. They can tell him to cut his hair or let's do politics about him. If you went through the time to get pregnant and give birth, you can order around some 2-year-old or something. But he gets to be at 4 and a half or 5. He's probably not going to want to listen to it.
And in the meantime, while people like Ted Cruz and the conservative establishment are lamenting Uganda's righteous stand against sodomy, here you have a fashion magazine, one of the biggest fashion magazines. The cover features a so-called pregnant transgender man named Logan Brown.
Right.
This man,
you know, I wanted to say something about Ted Cruz's comments. You know, and Mike Huckabee, not Mike Huckabee, but Asa Hutchinson and Mike Pence. These guys tout themselves as Christians, but they apparently don't read the Bible, because the king of Uganda, the head of Uganda, is much more tuned into the Bible than they are.
That's absolutely right.
Well, how about
right.
Lifting Lindsey Graham? Hey, Lady L.
That's
Lady
a whole.
G.
Jack, keep your powder dry on that one. Yeah. Let's lay okay. into let's light a fuse right. at Graham next week, and that's when we'll have to do it. Another great show tonight for Keith Alexander, Lacey Lynn, our guest, Jack Ryan, our regular contributor. I'm James Edwards. We'll talk to you next week. If you are a regular donor, you would have gotten in the mail this week a letter. We ask that you read it and give it your considerations. Good night, and God bless you.